Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, text 24 of the sixth chapter, which is called Dhyana Yoga. Once it engaged oneself in the practice of yoga with determination and faith, and not be deviated from the path. One should abandon, without exception, all material desires born of mental speculation, and thus control all the senses on all sides by the mind. Comment. Without strong faith, one cannot possess determination. If we believe neither in the goal, sadhya, nor the method to achieve the goal, sadhana, how will we remain determined? That applies to all spiritual practices. We require faith that following the process will award success. Perfection does not manifest quickly, especially for the Astanga yogi. Therefore, the yogi must have fixed determination and enthusiasm which go beyond even the bounds of one life. Such a yogi thinks, even if I do not achieve perfection in this life, I must continue. He cannot become discouraged and say, this is taking so long. Is it worth it? In his purport, Srila Prabhupada tells the wonderful story of the determined sparrow trying to recover her eggs from the ocean. He then concludes, quote, the practice of yoga, especially bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, may appear to be a very difficult job. But if anyone follows the principles with great determination, the Lord will surely help, for God helps those who help themselves. End of quote of Srila Prabhupada. The comment continues for another two lines. We cannot succeed without blessings. Still, we have to show our sincerity by making a determined effort, as mentioned in the next verse. 25. Gradually, step by step, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence sustained by full conviction. And thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. Comment. Shanai Shanai means gradually, step by step. Progress in yoga occurs slowly and steadily. Because a yogi cannot expect instant success, he is required to fix his intelligence and determination through hearing shastra. The means of success is next described. 26. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Comment. Here, Krishna uses three adjectives to describe the mind. Nischalati, wandering, chanchalam, flickering, and astiram, unsteady. By steady intelligence, the yogi must overcome all these mental tendencies. He cannot indulge his mind and gratify his senses. He must know for certain that yielding to the mind will destroy his tranquility. Rather, he should be fixed in the self, not in his thoughts, which may be influenced by his previous passionate conditioning. 27. The yogi, whose mind is fixed on me, Krishna says, verily attains the highest perfection of transcendental happiness. He is beyond the mode of passion. He realizes his qualitative identity with the Supreme. And thus, he is freed from all reactions to past deeds. Comment. Happiness comes to a yogi even before he attains perfection. Freedom from passion and ignorance situate the yogi in the pleasurable mode of goodness. Gradually, he realizes his qualitative identity with Brahman and becomes satisfied. The devotee's realization, however, goes beyond the yogis. the devotee remains unsatisfied even after achieving his own happiness. His interest is in pleasing Krishna, which awards him far greater bliss. I'll read that sentence again. The devotee remains unsatisfied even after achieving his own happiness. His interest is in pleasing Krishna, which awards him far greater bliss. In text 28 to 32, Krishna explains that the perfection of Astanga Yogi, the perfection of Astanga Yoga, is to realize the Supersoul. 28. Thus the self-controlled yogi, constantly engaged in yoga practice, becomes free from all material contamination and achieves the highest stage of perfect happiness in transcendental loving service to the Lord. Comment. The previous verse described the yogi who attained self-realization, who realized that he is not his body but is a soul, qualitatively one with Brahman. This verse describes going beyond that realization to realization of the Supersoul. Thus the yogi, quote, one who is in touch with the Supreme Self, end quote, experiences sukhena, transcendental happiness, because of Brahma samsparsham, being in constant touch with the Supreme. Thus, a yogi can gradually progress from an impersonal realization to a personal relationship. When the Supersoul he is realizing gradually, quote, turns into, quote, end quote, Bhagawan, his practice changes from meditation to the pure transcendental loving service of the Lord. Krishna further clarifies this point in the next verse. 29. A true yogi observes me in all beings and also sees every being in me. Indeed, Krishna says, the self-realized person sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. Comment. Here is described what a true yogi sees. He sees the Supersoul within the body of all living beings. He also sees all living beings within the Supersoul. This is his vision, not simply an intellectual adjustment. The benefits of such a vision are next delineated, and we shall hear them very soon, Krishna willing. Okay, Hare Krishna.